Hello.
Hi, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
I'm sorry?
Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Oh, is this a survey?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part. So I'm...
Okay, I'm
yes,
sorry.
I am.
Can you hear me? Okay. A scientist says climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves are extreme, rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that the climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I don't know. That's a nuanced answer to that question. I don't know that I could answer definitively one way or the other.
Okay,
depends on
you
policy.
Can also, okay, somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
I would say I would neutral. I'd need
okay.
more information about the what you mean by that.
Okay. A recent analysis found that the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from the equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such as an air quality equipment standard?
I would probably oppose it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please tell me if you support or oppose. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
I would somewhat support that, I guess.
Okay. Improving electrical grid reliability.
I would support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, because I need to know more about what the solution is.
Okay. Providing immediately relief after a natural disaster.
I would support that. Strongly.
Somewhat. Okay. Increasing access to public transportation.
I would support that strongly.
Okay. Expanding quality health care.
I would strongly support.
Okay. And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Yes, I would strongly support.
Thank you. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect poor Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequalities caused by the climate change. It is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
I'm not sure I understand what that whole statement means, so I'm going to abstain from answering that one.
Okay. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing, but I'm not sure go ahead.
Okay. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warming world. Maryland should invest in flooding management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. How convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or would it make no impact on your opinion?
It would be a very low impact on my opinion.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact on your opinion?
Say the options again. Sorry.
Yes. Enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion.
I'll probably say it's low to no impact.
Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change, and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or not impact?
I guess it would depend, because if it was a tax on fuel usage by individuals, then I'd probably say diminish my thought about that person. If it was something more like they would actually go after the oil companies for funding, then maybe I'd have a different opinion. But I would say I'm probably neutral and need to know more information about what they specifically mean by that.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on the consumers? Support or oppose?
I would oppose.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
I would strongly oppose.
Okay. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote? For president, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent.
RFK Jr.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. In which of the following age groups do you fall 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or older?
The second one.
Thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote, Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your race?
I am Caucasian Latino.
Thank you. And that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.